Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I couldn't be more excited that you're listening to dive back into the Scriptures. If you remembered in our last episode, we embarked on an exhilarating journey of engaging with our circle. Now, picture yourself at the starting line of a thrilling relay race. You hear the countdown. On your mark. Get set. Go! And off you go, zooming past everyone else until you reach that final line. You know, like in a relay race, sometimes it's all about that speed. Racing through a moment can be the most effective approach. But there are times when talking it slow and steady is the way to go. The same applies to sharing your faith. There are moments when the person you're speaking to is engaged and eager to learn more about the gospel. They're ready to step up and embrace their trust in Jesus. Then there are those where you can sense the other person isn't quite on that page yet. You'll find that people give off different signals when you share your faith, which can fall into three categories: positive, neutral, or negative. A positive signal might be engaged questions, heartfelt personal stories, and a clear openness for some more conversation. A neutral reaction could look like someone who's not actively engaging but isn't putting on the brakes either. Maybe they politely shift the topic. And then you might come across negative signals, such as dismissive comments, a challenging tone, or even some uncomfortable body language. Understanding these signals can make all the difference in your conversation. Reading people's signals, gauging their reactions to what you're sharing, and responding in a way that resonates in such an exciting journey. In Acts 17:32 through 34a, we see Paul passionately discussing the resurrection of the dead. Some folks laughed at this incredible concept, while others leaned in and intrigued. Although this dialogue ended, it led to some joining him and embracing their faith. Amen. What a fantastic illustration of the diverse reactions we encounter when spreading the gospel across different cultural and intellectual landscapes. This passage is a powerful reminder that sharing our faith calls for sensitivity, patience, and a genuine willingness to engage in respectful conversations, even when some may not be ready to accept our message just yet. When you hear a no, respond with love and compassion. Let your heart remain open. Keep praying and staying strong. Don't take it personally. Remember, it's God's incredible promises in His Word that draw people in, not just the skills of the messenger. Begin each day with a prayer for power, wisdom, and a heartfelt of love, asking God to connect with those who are hungry for His saving grace. You might be the tool in His hands, but always remember, it's only Jesus who saves. When you're chatting with someone, look them in the eyes. This simple gesture communicates real care and genuine interest in their stories. The ability to prioritize others over ourselves is a precious gift from God, and it truly marks a remarkable difference. Romans 12:10 encourages us, "Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another." If you sense someone hesitating about the gospel, calmly share, "I'm not here to push this on you. I'm just sharing what transformed my life." This easygoing phrase can dissolve any tension. Our goal isn't to offend. Instead, let's share as much as we can while keeping the atmosphere light. Use your Bible to guide them toward Christ. If they're juggling time constraints, deliver the gospel message directly. If they seem hesitant, Simply wish them God bless you and have a wonderful day. Keep in mind that if someone feels offended, they might be even less receptive to the message from another soul winner later on. Proverbs 18:19 reminds us, a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. Remember, when someone turns away, they aren't rejecting you. They're turning away from Christ. Everyone, and I mean everyone, has the opportunity to accept or decline the incredible gift of eternal life. Just as Romans 6:23 wonderfully states, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Avoiding arguments is key. If someone brings up doubts about the Bible or insists their faith is the only way, don't get caught up in debates. Just confidently say, I believe the Bible is the literal word of God, and it provides real solutions to the challenges we face today. Heaven and hell are real. Jesus is God's Son who sacrificed himself for our sins, and the gift of eternal life is open to anyone willing to accept it. If they still want to push back, simply say, God bless you, and step back with grace. Remember, God's word never fails. If you shared the truth with love, don't worry about their initial reaction. The goal is to leave them curious about the incredible gift of eternal life. Let's remember that sharing this amazing gift isn't just a nice thing to do when we feel like it. It's a command from God. Think back to our conversation about finding your motivation. Embrace what drives you, whether it's your love for God, compassion for others, obedience to His word, the truth of hell, or an urgent desire to connect with people about the wonderful promises of Christ. Let that passion shine through. Now, what about when someone openly rejects Jesus? Well, first, let your heart break for them. Some may politely decline and switch topics. Others might walk away. And some may even mock your beliefs. In those moments, remember what motivated you to share Jesus in the first place and draw your strength and courage from His uplifting words. Share that joy. Even when faced with rejection, Matthew 5:11 reminds us, God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because you are my followers. Isn't that amazing? It's a reminder that even in tough times, we are still loved and supported by God. Now, let's chat about those moments when someone says no. Remember that that doesn't mean no forever. Life is full of surprises, and circumstances can shift in an instant. God might use you, maybe even others, to grab their attention later on. For some folks, the journey to discovering Jesus can take months, years, or even decades. Our job is to keep showing them the love and lifting them in prayer, no matter how they respond to us. It's normal for people to feel curious about the gospel, yet still have questions or want extra time to ponder. This is a significant decision, and it's wise to take time with it. If you have an ongoing relationship with someone, setting up a specific time to dive deeper into the conversation can be so beneficial. We don't want the hustle and bustle of life to distract us from discussing such a monumental choice. Agreeing to meet soon makes it feel more natural and keeps the dialogue flowing. And guess what? If someone throws a question your way that you're unsure about, it's perfectly okay to say, I don't know, but I will do my best to find out. Let's chat again soon. Then go home, dive back into your Bible, or reach out to another soul winner for support. While some might need time to wrestle with their decision about Jesus, others could be ready to embrace him right away. If you encounter someone eager to trust in Christ, it's time to celebrate and guide them through this life-changing decision. To receive the incredible gift of eternal life and step into a renewed relationship with God, all they need to do is place their trust in Jesus alone for forgiveness. Once they do, they become a beloved child of God and receive the eternal life that starts now and goes on forever. Saying a prayer is just the beginning. What truly opens the door to a life-changing relationship with God is a transformation that happens deep within a person's heart and soul when they choose to trust in Jesus. A prayer can be a beautiful way for someone to express gratitude for their new faith in Christ. It creates a meaningful marker and an unforgettable moment they can cherish when they say, "That was the day I put my faith in Jesus." If guiding them through a prayer feels helpful, go for it. But remember, it's okay if that's not their style. What truly matters is the decision they make in their heart to trust in Jesus. Be sure to connect a new believer with a community of fellow believers who can support them as they grow in their faith and embark on sharing it with others. New believers often radiate excitement about their relationship with Jesus, making it the perfect moment to harness that enthusiasm to spread the incredible news that God desires a personal relationship with every single person on earth. Let's not forget that this is just the beginning. Jesus has entrusted us with the amazing mission to share his message, and that message doesn't stop when our gathering ends. Let's keep praying for one another and remind each other of how important it is to keep reaching out with the gospel. Now, let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful opportunity to discuss how we can share your incredible love with others. We ask for boldness and wisdom as we engage with those around us. Fill us with your grace so that we listen thoughtfully, speak with love and respect, and trust your Spirit to work in the hearts of those we meet. May everything we say and do shine your light and draw others closer to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. That wraps up our time for today. A huge thank you for joining me at Scripture Seekers Ministry. If you enjoyed this program, please share it with a friend and stay tuned for next time as we embark on a new series entitled The I Am Statements of Jesus. May God's blessing be upon you as you continue sharing your story and exploring the scriptures. Take care, my friends.